Well, good morning. I almost said 8:36. It's 6:36.
Jeez.
8:36, I'm late. Oh, my God. 6:36. Good morning, everybody. It's Brock. It's Hunter. What's up, buddy?
Yes.
Happy Wednesday, hump day.
There you go.
All right.
All the mics out there like, no.
Don't do it. Mike. All right. Now, damn you, camel. Let's do your rock news and rock history. Here we go.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Oh, crushed it. Well, Jack White and Third Man Records have done a bit of summer cleaning and are holding an online garage sale. This is pretty cool. The sale is through online Nashville auctions and will run from August 26th through the 30th. A portion of proceeds will go to benefit the John Peel Center, Gideon's Army, and the Detroit Phoenix Center. Among the 100 items up for bid are stage monitor covers and pedal boards used on tour by the White Stripes, drum sets used for the Hardest Button to Button video, and guitars from White's collection and clothing used in video shoots. So if you're a fan of rock memorabilia or just, the White Stripes in general, this is going to be something you want to look at.
Yeah, nice. That's kind of exciting.
Yeah, I love Jack White. I think he's a musical genius. White Stripes are awesome. The raconteurs are fantastic, even the stuff, like the solo things he's done. So, if you're a fan and you want to, grow that rock memorabilia collection, this is definitely something to check out. So, again, that's August 26th through the 30th. So, get your billfolds ready. Do a little saving. Maybe you've been sitting on that stimulus check and you're looking for some guitars or whatnot.
Nah. Just go get your kid's piggy bank and break it.
Break it open. That's terrible. All right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1951, Queen bassist John Deacon was born in Leicester. He was born in England. I don't want to try and say it, so, but yeah.
Somewhere over there in England.
So, yeah. He was the one. What I like about Queen is pretty much every single member of Queen. Freddie Mercury was the main songwriter, lyricist, if you will. But each member actually can credit a Queen hit to their name. John Deacon's biggest one, the bassist, probably would be Under Pressure. He came up with the dum 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 dum.
There you go. Made other careers great too.
Yeah. Definitely a very talented bassist there. Slapping the bass, yeah. I don't know why I had to do that. I did it and I ruined it. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.